You cannot dispute the fact that there could be workers who dream at work or probably have a tendency to do all sorts of misconduct. But when all is said and done, we don't but to be dealt within the manner of denying the bonus. We give a lot of other instruments that are in place to punish workers who have transgressed in that manner, where they breach certain rules and the disciplinary court is there to take care of that. Otherwise, we believe in the best interest of justice, and I think it's historical as well that workers have always enjoyed a 13th check.
Some organizations have already made it public that their members are not willing to go back to work when schools open next week because of the bonus issue. What's your position?
As college lecturers are talking about Zimbabwe, we operate in colleges. We are a very small organization by virtue of numbers. What we are doing now is we are waiting for colleges to open so that we can have broader consultation with our members to find out whether they are also willing to come on board with the other workers who have been to make their position clear. What I would say is it's something that we would wish, if it were possible, that whatever we action we take as workers, this become collective. We know very well that we can only be effective if we are united as workers.